If you're like most of us, you're trying to manifest and create the life that you want to live, but come across a lot of stumbling blocks. You do all the right things, you have a vision board, you write in a diary, you affirm, but then things that happen in your life don't seem to be supporting your goal of manifesting that which you desire. I'd like to point you to something that I teach in my own manifesting course and that I have students address with me. This same exact question, this same exact topic that we're talking about today, which is, I'm trying so hard, Melissa. Why am I not manifesting that which I desire? And I'll give you a little tip, a little insight into one of the things that hitches up most of us. It's a little act of self-sabotage that we don't even realize we're doing. So let's say you have your vision board, you have your diary and your journal, you're pasting together pictures of your perfect partner or of your perfect home, or just the life in the world that you wish to see come to fruition. Then what ends up happening is you get in the car and you get really frustrated by the traffic and you start thinking negative thoughts about how horrible this traffic is. And your vibration comes down a little bit, you get a little angry, you're late for work. You walk in through the door, your employer says something to you, and you think, oh, I can't help it, and you just create a little bit more anger and frustration. Now, these aren't necessarily thoughts that are going against your manifestation desires, but they are vibrations, they are resonances that are going lower and lower. Then throughout your day, things happen. A friend gossips to you about something horrible that's happened to somebody else, and you dive into the conversation and you lower yourself a little bit more. And then as the day goes on, this vibration continues to just buzz lower and lower and lower. Then when you get home, perhaps you hop on your phone and you watch the news, or you watch a show or a movie that's about death, destruction, or somebody overtaking somebody else, somebody pushing their will on someone else, and you're not necessarily, again, doing something against your manifesting goal, but what you're doing is you're consuming a vibration that's lower and lower. Now, if you follow any of my other blogs or if you've taken any of my courses, you know that I am a firm believer that we are a vibration of light, that we resonate with the light, the love, our divine source. The lower the vibration, the more dense we become, and that is matter. The higher the vibration, the lighter we become. Now, that is actually also a scientific component as well, but we won't get into that right now. What I'm going to confirm though with your manifesting goals is that when you are desiring and affirming the life that you deserve and that you want to live, you are vibrating at a high resonance. You are lifting yourself up and creating the love and light, creating the perfect health, the perfect partner, the perfect outcome. You are seeing golden sunshine, you're seeing smiling, you're seeing strong standing in your place. These are vibrations of a high resonance. These are things that we create from this realm of opportunity. Then as we move through our day, if you allow that high vibration to come down and down and down through the things that you experience, what ends up happening is your high vibration of manifesting gets null and voided by the low vibration that you're experiencing. So you come back to here and you're sort of a nil-all draw. Then nothing really happens. Now, this doesn't mean that you should not go through life or not experience things or not acknowledge things that are happening. The thing that is the kicker, the thing that can undo the self-sabotage, is that when you realize that you're lowering your vibration by getting frustrated with the traffic, or you're late for work, or someone's trying to gossip to you, or you're watching something that's negative in your news feed, or watching something negative for entertainment, stop a moment and think, this is lowering my vibration, and do your best to counter that vibration by raising it back up or not engaging with that thing that's going to lower you down. Meaning, you feel the frustration of being late for work, but then you go, hold on a minute, this isn't going to help me at all. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm just going to do the best I can and nullify the negative emotion. So that way the positive vibration that you have manifested with stays high. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about my manifesting hacks, I'll leave a link to my Real Manifesting course below. Otherwise, I hope this little tip for manifesting helps you, not just for creating the life that you desire and that you deserve, but that it helps you just go through life on a more even vibration. Big love always.